All right, it is the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is in with us here this last half hour, as Ro had to get away very quickly for something very important.
Exactly.
He will tell us.
It has something to do with some report that was issued about an hour and a half
ago. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's just coincidence.
We don't ask.
Yeah, no questions on that. But we are thrilled because Axe and the Hatchet Men are here.
Yeah.
They are unbelievably talented, and we're going to hear a little taste of them here and then come back and talk with them in a little bit.
One, two, three, four, one. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Take you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that walk, you talk that talk. You knock me out, right off of my feet. Come on now, baby. Shake it up, baby. For my feet, I need you right now. Me right now. I don't mean tomorrow. Me right now. Come on, come on. Come on now, shake. Come on now, shake. Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
All right now, baby, shake.
Shake it, baby.
Right now, me, maybe. That's Axe and the Hatchet Men. Did we mention the lead singer, 15 years old, his bandmates, 14, 15, and 16 years old? They are incredibly talented. We're going to talk to them coming up, but first we're going to check in with Kim Gordon and get the news. It's sponsored by American Weathermakers.
Hey,
feel good.
That's Axe and the Hatchet Men, the lead singer, 15 years old. They're all in high school. Their musical talent ability belies their years. They are incredible. They've already played Hard Rock Cafe, Blue City Cafe, BB King's, and that was all in one day after they won a contest. We're going to ask them more about that. Richard, you've got more
about
those guys.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I'm going to run down the list, mention all the greats here. Guys, I apologize in advance if I mispronounce anyone's name. First of all, we got to talk about the sound engineer, Billy Malone, doing a great job. Axel Ellis, of course, he is the Axe of
Axe
and the Hatchetmen. He's on the guitar. Woo! And lead vocals out of Lakes Community High School. Salvatore DeFilippis is the guitarist from Warren Paisan. High School. Hunter Olszewski, he's on the bass. He's from Warren High School. Logan Lake, drums. Oh, nice little drum solo we just heard during the boom-boom there in Warren High School. Philip Stone, trumpet, Maine South High School. Tommy Wilcox, trombone, Maine South High School. Obviously, Maine South has some brass, if you know what I'm talking about. Quinn Dolan, he's on the sax from Warren High School. And Kenny Olszewski on guitar, Warren High School. Now, check this out.
What's
Anna
that?
And everybody, upcoming shows for Axe and the Hatchet Men. Let's get ready to rumble. March 29th, Big Ed's Barbecue. That's in Gurnee at 7 o'clock. March 30th, the Brat Stop in Kenosha.
Woo.
I didn't think the Brat Stop could get any cooler, but now it is. That will be March 30th, and then April 13th, the Jay's Sports Bar in Fox Lake at 8:30, and then April 20th, the Beacon Tap in beautiful Des Plaines.
I got to check out the Brat Stop in Kenosha. Doesn't that just sound perfect with these guys playing? It's like a perfect day. Let's talk to Axe, the lead singer of Axe and the Hatchet Men. And Axe, tell us about how this all feels to get this level of success at this age. You're 15 years old, and you guys are incredible, by the way.
Thank you so much. I'd first like to thank you guys for having us on. It's a blessing to be here. We're just super psyched to be here playing on WGN. It's amazing. I feel honored.
Well, you sound great. And like, how did you all know each other? I mean, you're just so gifted in your individual instruments that it's just amazing you found each other at this age. How did that happen?
Well, I kind of found Sal, who's one of the guitarists, over Instagram. He goes to a school near me. And he hooked me up with a few other band members who go to his school. And that's how we got that portion of the band.
Okay.
And then the horn section, we're actually every member in this band is in jazz bands, whether it's at our high school or at a conservatory.
Okay.
Yeah, so me and the horn players and the drummer, Logan, we're all at Midwest Young Artists Jazz Conservatory in Fort Sheridan. So I kind of met them through that. And through there, we became friends and started this band.
All right.
And through that mutual love then, Axel, of jazz and that sound, that's how you guys came to this kind of music, which obviously is from generations ago, but you guys are putting a modern touch on it.
Yes. I've been playing in bands since I was like 9, so I've had a few bands before this. But yeah, all these guys, we all share the same love of many similar genres, so we try and fuse that all into what we're hoping to try and create our own sound with.
There's one thing I want to mention about the bio of you guys. It's a really neat story, but at one point, and this involves, by the way, this is going to be a little bit about some of the inner workings of the band, but at one point, you had somebody that they said couldn't continue with the band because they had other obligations. What are the obligations at 14? Did he have to take out the garbage that
school?
Night?
School? I mean, that's one. You're kind of busy. What was his deal?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin. There's always one lost band member, right?
He's, he was, you guys are talking about Kevin, right? Mm-hmm. He was he's a senior now. So he's going into college next year. I think he had too much on his plate.
Said he was
focus.
Too busy
he couldn't
with school.
Do it. Yeah, and I respect that. So
all right, now who's
you gotta respect that. But listen, when you guys are gonna be in, when you do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony when you're 43, at least invite him to sit with your folks and everybody. There,
you have to. Don't forget about Kevin. Don't forget about us either, because I know how that works. Because you guys are young and everything. Like, oh yeah, I think I was there once, and we'll look forward. Who's Tim?
And by the way, keep an eye on Logan, because the drummer's always the one that starts causing the trouble, saying, why does it have to be Axe and the Hatchet Men?
Let's talk to Logan. Logan, step up there. Are you the troublemaker in the band? I know you got to walk over there, and we're calling you out without you even knowing that, but just, you know, let's get a little flavor.
He thinks there should be a drum solo in every song.
It's like,
sorry, what was that?
What's it like to be part of this band? Are you having fun? And are you the troublemaker? If, as it
the
goes,
drummer's usually the guy that causes a little trouble.
No, I'm not a troublemaker.
Good man.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
A lot of laughter there. There'll be stories we can tell after you guys are 27, maybe.
How about how it was to play at the Hard Rock really quickly, and then we want to listen to you a little more.
It was absolutely amazing. Just like the vibe of the whole place, just playing in Memphis in general was just a huge blessing.
Ah, I love it. You guys are amazing.
Cool. Let's
listen a little more to Axe and the Hatchet Men. Boys, take it away. Oh, we got to let the drummer get back over to his position. You need drums, right? So let's give him a little moment here to switch over. And when you guys are ready, let's hear it.
All right, we're going to be playing in an original that we just finished up putting together with the band a couple months ago. It's called Sleeping in My Jeans. It's about having a long night, and by the end you wind up sleeping in your jeans. I know I'm only 16, so I don't know if I have the right to even be singing about that, but here it goes. Sleeping in my jeans. One, two, three. Well, I woke up in my old blue jeans. I saw your name on my lock screen. Send me a text that I'll probably never read. Stumbled to the kitchen to find something to eat. But I don't know what happened last night. And I'm in a daze and I don't know what's wrong or right. But you and me and us went out last night and we really loved that scene. And I hope that I can make it out of this party for now. I know that tonight I'll be sleeping in my jeans. Whoa, 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 whoa. My life began when I drove to your place. Outside some park in a field I sat in the haze. Wheel turns and lights change, we're finally on our way. I feel so happy, I wish I could feel this day today. Open my eyes and I can see for the first time. I'm guilty, but I know I kinda like that pain of mine. But you and me and us went out last night and we really loved that scene. I hope that I can make it out of this party for now. I know that tonight I'll be sleeping in my jeans. I'll be sleeping in my jeans. Brightest lights I've ever seen. Well, I was boneless, I could fly with my new wings. Don't know what name, but damn, I knew her for the night. Oh, 'cause we're just some kids in the prime of our teen lives. One, two, three. But you and me and us went out last night and we really loved that scene. And I hope that I can make it out of this party for now. I know that tonight I'll be sleeping in my jeans. I'll be sleeping in my jeans. I'll
spinning, oh, I've been sleeping in my jeans. I've been sleeping in my
Axe and the Hatchet Men, you guys.
I'm blown away over here.
Can you believe it, Lauren?
Oh, my gosh. So now, good.
Axe is 15. And
I know.
Can everybody, and you guys are 16, 14, somebody. Timmy's 14, I hear, right?
Yeah,
is that
Timmy's
right?
14.
Does everybody, so Timmy doesn't even drive yet, right?
No.
How'd you guys get here?
Well, Mama. I mean, I actually drove here. I'm 16. I just turned 16 recently, but.
The old man of the group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not really. I'm one of the youngins, actually. Timmy's 14. He's a freshman. Phil's 15. He's a sophomore. And the rest of us are all juniors, 16 and 17.
Gotcha. Well, we're so happy you guys found each other because your sound is just remarkable. Our listeners are loving it. We're loving it. Can we hear one more from you here, guys? Introduce it. Let us know.
Yeah, for sure. Here's another original that just came out. We just finished making a few days ago. This one's called Silhouette. So who do I go to when I'm lonely and I need you? I lay my head on a silhouette, it's my bed. My busy schedule's edible, time expendable. I've spent it all on you too. And I'm sorry, but priority still lies higher than you. And I know that you want me, babe, but I just don't have that time to waste. Oh, na 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 na. Why am I so lonely in the middle of a party with all my friends around me? Maybe I speak too softly. And I'm breathing every day, but my head is on a cage and my lanyard on display. But, and you're watching my demise, you got a rope around my neck, and I'm just crying in my bed. Cause, and I know you don't want me, babe, but I just don't have that time to make you stay. Oh, na 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 na. Here we go. Oh,
had to come in and watch this in person.
What do you think, Lauren?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to start telling everybody so that they start going to all these shows.
Right.
And the Hatchet Men.
Let's talk about that. March 29th, Big Ed's Barbecue in Gurnee. March 30th, Brat Stop in Kenosha. And that just sounds like fun, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh. April 13th, Jay's Sports Bar in Fox Lake. April 20th, Beacon Tap in Des Plaines. So go see him. They're Axe and the Hatchet Men live music Fridays. Axe, so you guys are hitting the road, going to tour around a little bit. And then what's next for you guys?
That'd be nice. Next is the shows you all mentioned, actually, realistically.
Yeah, that's a lot
there.
They've
got tests and stuff coming up.
How do you prepare for, like, SATs and stuff like that? How does that work?
I practice the guitar, and then I take the test.
Yeah. Okay. You sound like a real musician there, my friend.
Not really. Well, thank you for sharing your talents with us. People can
Great
connect
job,
with
guys.
You on social media. How do they find you?
You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Axe and the Hatchet Men. No spaces on Instagram, but spaces on Facebook.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Axe. Thanks to Axe and the Hatchman. You want one more thing you want to say real quick?
Yeah,
we only second here.
Also, before we go, I'd like to thank Susie Onesti and 1126 Entertainment. Because of the Battle of the Bands at Evanston Rocks that we ended up winning, we got to play here today. So
Awesome. We're
super honored for them.
Well, we're super honored to have you. So thanks, guys. Let's check in here with the top of the hour, see what's coming up in the news, and Andrea Darlis.
And another longtime Chicago politician throws his support behind Lori Lightfoot. That's coming up at 7.